Help is back. Help has arrived. We didn't go anywhere. Got a couple of things. Next up here, a discussion of what's going on with you as we continue another hour of your calls and input at 888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. There is a doctor in the house, and he's great at looking at the various things that are bothering you. But we also have asked today for you to try to help us inform people in the area of preventative care. Ask what you can do to prevent. We had a couple of good calls already, Ken, down that road. By the way, if you're impressed with Dr. Ken, intrigued with his approach to cardiology and the information, and you want to visit him at his clinic down in Florida, 800 Lake Cardio. The clinic is called Lake Cardiology. It's in Mount Dora near Orlando. Easy to get to. 800 Lake Cardio may be a good call for you. Meanwhile, you get his input with you explaining quickly and well what it is that you want to know at 888-553-7536. Jane is in Emporia, Kansas. Nice to have you here, Jane. What can we do for you?
I had a question about how do you diagnose pulmonary hypertension? I've been told I'm at risk for it, and I had a right-sided heart cath in January of 09 that was okay, but I just didn't know if there was any other way to diagnose it or if I should have this done periodically, and it was, like, pretty expensive, $10,000. It just seemed like a big test to have if there was any other way to diagnose it.
Jane, are you a talk show host? You have a great voice.
Oh, thanks. No.
Let me talk to you about pulmonary hypertension. Believe it or not, there are two hearts in parallel sitting next to each other in your chest. And there's a left and a right heart. And the pressure that we normally measure with the blood pressure cuff around your arm, that's the pressure in the left side of the heart, the part of the blood, the heart that takes the blood back from the lungs and pumps it to the body with oxygen in it. But there's another heart sitting right next to it, the right heart, which takes the blood from the body without oxygen and pumps it to the lungs. And that, too, has a pressure. We obviously can't put a blood pressure cuff around your lungs. That wouldn't work. But with an echo Doppler, the ultrasound, we can get a pretty good estimate of what the pressure is in the lungs. The pressures usually run about one-seventh of what they should be on the left side of the heart. The gold standard for diagnosing the pressure in the right side of the heart is with what you were describing, the invasive right-sided heart catheterization, which is a little bit different than the heart catheterization we usually think about to look at the circulation in the left heart, the coronaries, when we need to open them up with angioplasty. From what the patient goes through, it's pretty similar, but from what the doctors do, it's quite different. And these pressures, the standards, the ceilings keep changing. Right now, the top number, you know, we usually think of ideal for the left side of the heart, 120 over 80. On the right side of the heart, the normals keep raising, but we now agree when that top number gets to 40, that's where it really is a warning. What causes pulmonary hypertension? There's an idiopathic kind, and that means basically the doctors don't understand what causes it. It's called idiopathic pulmonary hypertension. Doctors like to call it IPH, and it just means that we can't find an identifiable cause for this. We see your numbers are up. You may have symptoms of being short of breath, fatigue, your ankles swelling, but we can't find a cause. The heart and enlarges, but there are also so-called secondary forms of pulmonary hypertension. These are the ones where we can identify a cause, such things as a blood clot in the lung, emphysema, a connective tissue disorder, something like lupus or scleroderma can do it. Very commonly is sleep apnea. You know, 25% of men, 10% of female adults have sleep apnea. This week I diagnosed somebody who had pulmonary hypertension, and I actually diagnosed their sleep apnea through their pulmonary hypertension. Congenital heart disease can do it, sickle cell anemia, chronic liver disease like cirrhosis, AIDS, other lung diseases like pulmonary fibrosis. There are some other lung diseases which can do it. heart failure on the left side, going up to higher altitudes than 8,000 feet, climbing or hiking to altitudes higher than 8,000 feet, and certain stimulant drugs like cocaine, just another good reason to stay away from it, can cause this. And this can become a very serious problem. And if you have it, you know it. And if you have it, you want to get rid of it. Again, shortness of breath, fatigue, dizziness, fainting spells, chest pain, swelling in the ankles, legs, or even the abdomen as it gets really bad, bluish color to your lips and skin, and a racing pulse or heart palpitations, all symptoms of pulmonary hypertension.
All right.
Okay.
That's a good explanation. Thank you, ma'am. Hopefully that's helpful. That's the idea. 888-553-7536. By the way, I didn't give you my condolences for the Yankees losing.
Well, those who are baseball fans, this is a wonderful time. Yes, sadly, you know, I've been on both sides of these close games. It's the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Who said that? The wide world of sports.
Jim McKay.
Oh, nothing was truer this week. But I want to congratulate the folks in Detroit, and I want to congratulate the folks in St. Louis. If you saw Moneyball, great movie. It's not always the team with the most expensive players win. Look at Philadelphia, the Yankees, and Boston. All with such expensive rosters are all out.
Yep. Well, especially if you're good about the Yankees, because who from Boston likes the Yankees?
Well, it's just good baseball.
I understand. That's
you guys got to get over it.
I'm so
over
you
it.
Say.
It was painful. Look at the folks
never
in Philadelphia. They have the biggest, you know, we would have thought at the beginning of the season, the whole season, and then they lose it. But that's what happens in baseball.
See, there's another side to Dr. Ken you didn't know about, right? 888-553-7536. Ken is in New Hampshire. No, you're in Hawaii. Sorry. Is that where you are? Where are
yeah,
you, Ken?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, okay.
You have a baseball question, Ken?
No, I don't.
This is Dr. Ken
on
sports.
You're calling the wrong show.
All right. What's up, Ken?
Well, you know, I'd just like to advocate this PSA test because, you know.
Go for it. Thank you. Go for it.
You know, I'm 50 years old, and I've had prostate cancer for 3 years now. And if I hadn't taken that test, I would have been dead by now.
Ken, great. Can I ask you a question? Because you're the exact person who I am so upset about that the government is telling us we shouldn't use the PSA. You're how old?
I'm 50 now.
Exactly. And you were, I bet, in otherwise great health, correct?
Perfect health.
Exactly. And you're the exact person that I would absolutely advocate needs the PSA and will benefit from it. And this is what saddens me greatly. One size fits all medicine is what you get when the government takes over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But my question is, now I had a Gleason 9. And I got my prostate removed.
Bless your heart.
What's a Gleason 9?
You it's tell him, Ken.
It's not good.
I'm sorry?
I said Gleason 9 is not good.
Yeah, but
exactly.
What is it?
This is a score, Doug, that is used to determine how severe, how aggressive the cancer is, because some cancers of the prostate you'll outlive. They grow so slowly. And this is the way we grade the severity, how aggressive this is going to start spreading throughout the body. And unfortunately, this is one number that you don't want to get as high as this. And Ken's life was definitely saved by this.
Exactly. And I've gone through, I had my prostate removed. I've gone through radiation. And now my Gleason score, or my PSA score, has gone back up. So they put me on hormone therapy. Do you have any idea how long this hormone therapy is supposed to make your PSA refractive, I think the word is?
Well, you know, this is where, you know, one size does not fit all. And this is where you need to be treated, you know, case by case. They need to watch the PSA. You need to be thoroughly reevaluated to see if there's been movement of the cancer to any other organs. Are you working with both a urologist and a medical oncologist?
You know, they said I'd tell my PSA starts going up from till the Lupron quits working, basically. I don't need a oncologist.
Well, I hope they're right, and I would want to get another opinion here just to confirm that they're on the right track. If it was my body, and they probably are, but this is one place where you don't want to be wrong. And that would give you the peace of mind, and that would help to answer specifically, in your case, the exact answer to the question you're asking me.
There's the doctor's advice, 888-553-7536. Ruth, listening in Tiffin, Ohio, to WTTF. Go ahead, Ruth. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken, I would like to ask you your opinion on the HCG drops for weight loss.
In a sentence, Doug likes me to be brief, don't do it.
What is it? What's HCG? I never heard of it before.
HCG is a hormone that becomes important when you're pregnant.
Ruth is not pregnant.
And no, I'm not pregnant.
No, but this has been a diet that's been used. You inject this hormone, and it will help you lose weight. Right. And some people see some effectiveness to it. I'm just concerned about the safety of it.
Where'd you hear about it, Ruth?
It's all over the place.
Is it? Is that something you'd get from a doctor? Is it something that's advertised?
Some doctors are advocating.
Do you get it from a doctor in Tiffin or at the hospital? Where'd you get it, Ruth?
Sent for it.
Well, there are some oral drops in an eye dropper that you can use, and this is what people are getting themselves. But there's actually an injection form that some doctors are giving. I wouldn't want to be first in line for this.
All right, okay. So there you go, Ruth. Don't do it, is what Ken says. 888-553-7536. Alzheimer's from the WOW department could be contagious. How in the world would... That's out of the woods, isn't it?
It is, and I don't want to scare everybody because it's definitely not yet proven.
How might it be, though? Is it when you say you sneeze and something would, you know, it's like a cold? How would it be? You didn't contact it. Contact with something?
This is out of Molecular Psychiatry Medical Journal this week, and it just raised the scary prospect that this Alzheimer's could be transmissible in a similar way with this infectious prion diseases. These are the mad cow diseases, Creutzfeldt-Jakob diseases, spongiform encephalopathy, these subhuman particles. They're not quite a full cell. They're smaller than a virus. They're like a viral particle, if you will, that causes these degenerative brain diseases. It looks like that Alzheimer's disease may be a form of these. There's a theory developing. And what these scientists did was they injected in mice parts of the brain that was from an Alzheimer's mouse to other normal mice, and these mice, many of them got it. And the concern is that there might be something contagious similar to these other prion diseases, the mad cow disease, etc. It has not yet been shown in humans, but it does raise some concern.
Yeah. All right. 888-553-7536. More of your calls and comments. The quote of the day comes from Albert Einstein, Ken. Everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will spend its whole life believing it is stupid. I think that's worth it. You got to think about that one. It's not like, just think about it. It makes pretty good sense, actually.
Think outside the box.
Outside the box. Dr. Ken at 888-55 Dr. Ken.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Eight 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 five five three seven five three six. As we stream live, you may be listening to part of this program and you can't hear the rest of it. We're on the air with the Good Day Weekend program live until 9 a.m. Eastern, but you are certainly welcome to download. You go to DougStephan.com. You can download the hours very easily descripted there in the listen box. A lot of information here, and you can get some of the past, the archival hours of the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken there as well. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstephan.com. A lot of medical news. Let's continue down the road of callers as we continue with Rick, who's listening on KNUU in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Rick. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. Dr. Ken.
Hi, Rick.
I am a, you'll love this if you love the government. When I was just turning 55, very healthy guy, don't drink, do smoke a little bit, and at the same time, some friends talked me into going to see the doctor. Went in to physical, couldn't believe how healthy I was, except I had a little high cholesterol. They said I had a 255, told me that I should be taking, and immediately put me on Zocor, 20 milligrams, told me to quarter that pill, take niacin, first 3 months, went back to, still had high cholesterol, told them I was sick, lowered the dose to 10, told me to cut it in half, another 2 months, went face down on the street.
Rick, my friend, they prescribed, I want to understand, they simultaneously at the same time prescribed Zocor and niacin?
Yes, sir.
And they started you on a combination?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'm shocked by that recommendation. You know, there's a lesson here for everybody.
Wait a minute, Dr. Ken. There is going to be a lesson, but I want you to tell you, today, well, for 3 months. I've got it's all documented because I've gone to the doctor.
All right, come on, Rick. Let's get to the point of what it is that you want to say.
Every 3 months, I have gone in to the doctor because it hurt my muscles. It hurt me. Da 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 da. Now, if it hurt my muscles, I could never figure out your heart is a muscle. Well, today they call me after going in and getting a cardioechogram and
Rick,
whatever.
What's the question?
Well, it damaged my heart.
Okay, did it damage? You know, there's different kinds of muscles in the body. There's cardiac or heart muscle, and then there's smooth and skeletal muscle. And usually when what you had was just, I'm ashamed the quality of medicine that you had practiced. There's several different families of medicines that we use to treat cholesterol. The two main families, one is the statins, the second is niacin. And these drugs should very rarely be used together. If they are used together, you have to be extremely cautious. You need somebody who's experienced in prescribing them, and you have to be watched very cautiously. But you shouldn't start with the combination, and you have to do some very careful follow-up if you ever think of it. You should start with one, either a statin. I prefer, if you can tolerate a statin, you have good liver function, and you don't have a problem with it, to go there, but you should not start with a combination. The statins, you know, we know have some issues with muscle, skeletal muscle breakdown, and if you take it with niacin, you're only going to increase dramatically the risk of that happening.
How about if you take a statin, a natural statin, like the red yeast rice niacin?
Well, I would not do that for several reasons, because our favorite government told the manufacturers of red yeast rice to get rid of the statin. The Mevacor, the first statin, that's what red yeast rice really was until about a year ago. And some of the manufacturers listened to the FDA, some have not. And I tell you, Doug, I don't even know anymore what's in red yeast rice. So I used to recommend it, but I don't anymore because I don't know what's in it. But maybe they still left the statin in and didn't listen to the FDA, as some of them have gone forward. So I'm uneasy about mixing niacin and red yeast rice because of a potential adverse interaction.
All right, there's that story. 888-553-7536. DES daughters are prone to cancer and fertility problems. What's a DES daughter? That's a story this weekend from the WOW department.
Yes, from the WOW department. In the 60s and 70s, and this is where the history of medicine, sometimes I'm not proud of it, and you may hear a lot of caution in my voice when you call me up and ask me, what should I do? Should I take this supplement? And I'm very cautious about it, and I say, you know, I don't have enough evidence that it's safe and effective. And here's another example. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine this week about how these so-called DES daughters, DES was prescribed by the mistaken belief, Doug, that it could reduce certain complications of pregnancy. Women whose mothers took the synthetic estrogen before it was discontinued in 1971 have been found to suffer from a variety of fertility problems and cancers. The daughters with exposures to DES in the womb had an increased risk of 12 medical conditions in this study, including a twofold higher risk of infertility themselves and a fivefold increased risk of having preterm delivery. The women also had a 40 times increased risk of developing a rare cancer of the vagina among these young women. It's called clear cell adenocarcinoma. Medical students know this because this will be on your test, I guarantee you.
All right. There it is. More information, more callers with questions that will inform you coming up on Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
After the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program continuing with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help you understand what's going on in the world of medicine and care and prevention. Please feel free to call us at 888-553-7536. However, please do not feel free to tell us your life story, because not only is it not interesting to most people, it's not to the point. The question is, and I'm not trying to be a wiseacre, but there are some people, and you know it as well as I do, who as soon as they have an audience, you know them in your own personal life. They go on and on and on and on and on about themselves. This is not that kind of program. We want to know enough about you so that it will help Dr. Ken help you to understand what it is that's going on, but we don't need your life story. It is more important for you to tell us what's going on quickly, ask the question. And then if Ken needs to probe more, he will do that, because that's what a good doctor does. 888-553-7536, an email from someone who's listening to us discussing HCG diet, Ken. It reads, six friends of mine have tried this. They discovered the hormone makes no difference in terms of weight loss. Unfortunately, though, one of them, a menopausal woman in her late 50s, developed a thickened uterine lining as a result of the hormone, and she's not happy about it.
Yes.
So that's why you say stay away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That gets to that point. Here's RJ in Salt Lake City. Hi, RJ. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
How you doing? Just a comment from the doctor. I heard of two preventative treatments, possibly anecdotal, for Alzheimer's and dementia. One is running backwards, and the other is arguing or talking or discussing with people that have the complete opposite view that you have.
I've heard the thing about walking backwards. I've been trying to do that. That is something that, it's not being facetious. It supposedly is very good to train your brain. Do a lot of crossword puzzles.
Exactly. Dancing, running backwards, anything that works out the brain. There was a study this week that when you play games, board games, any electronic games, they seem to require, if you try to win, I'm not pushing competition here, but apparently those who play these interactive games and try to win, it requires the use of the entire brain to do it. So it's just a good workout. You know, don't go crazy, enjoy it, but that seems to help.
and the discussion with people that have complete opposite views of yourself.
Absolutely. That you know, some people enjoy debate if it doesn't wear you down and get you down. Some people, you know, one of the things I did growing up was participate in debate club. I loved it. You know, some people, I know my good friend Doug doesn't enjoy it all often, but it depends on your personality. You know, if you can agree to disagree and not be disagreeable, you know, I think it's great. I think it challenges people. I get together with my daughter's friends, a bunch of teenagers, and we have civilized debates. They love it. They think they cleverly come up with solutions, and if it's done in an agreeable manner, you know, I think it's a great way to stimulate your brain. But when it gets sour and it gets ugly and you're yelling and screaming and it's wearing your stomach lining down, then it's destructive. So I think it depends a lot on your makeup, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
That's a pretty good explanation.
Thank you, sir.
Good for you, and thanks for the call, sir. 888-553-7536. Kathy in Burlington, Iowa. You are up next with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. I have PMR.
Easy for you to say, right?
What is PMR?
Polymyalgia rheumatica. I'll help Kathy out. It's a mouthful.
What is it, though?
Yes, it is. But it's an inflammation of the tissue.
Yes, it's an inflammatory disorder that causes muscle pain and stiffness. Doug, it's usually in the neck, shoulders, and upper arms, hips, and thighs. It's one of those autoimmune problems where the body just, the immune system starts reacting against the body instead of protecting it.
Okay. What I want to know is the Korvalin, that's to help the muscles in that. Would that help with the PMR?
Kathy, you're thinking outside the box, aren't you?
Yes. I know it gives me energy, let's put it that way, but I want to know if it's going to help me with the pain, you know.
Yeah, it's a good thought. Korvalin is a wonderful product. It's D-ribose. It's what your muscles normally use to form ATP. We all remember from high school biology, that's the chemical that the body burns to form energy in the muscles, and the building blocks of remaking continuously in the body ATP. One of them is a structural sugar. I don't want to get too technical here, but it's not like the glucose that you eat and get your blood sugar up, but this is a 5, not a 6 carbon, but a 5 carbon sugar. It's a structural sugar that helps you remake ATP, the coin, if you will, that your body uses to burn for energy. And if you don't have enough of this ATP, you will get tired. Your muscles will get tired. And this has been shown, this Korvalin, this D-ribose, in good studies by a doctor who actually has the problems of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue to be very helpful. It's been shown to be good for heart failure patients. The heart is a muscle, but I'm not aware yet in polymyalgia rheumatica whether it's been shown to be effective. I don't see anything wrong with taking it. If you take the 2 to 4 servings per day, it's just a natural product with you need, and I don't see any downside to doing this. So I would try it, see how you feel. If you feel better, keep doing it.
Well, I got some, and I take the 1 scoop a day is all I've been taking.
That's not enough.
It's not enough?
You have to take at least, my heart patients who are tired, I give 2 servings. For people who have fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, you need 3 and probably 4 servings a day. I find the fibromyalgia patients need 4 servings a day.
There you go, Kathy. So up what it is you're taking, and it'll probably help you out a good deal. Thanks for your call. Dave in Rome, New York, a question about, what is it you're looking for, Dave?
Yeah, I'm looking for the, I heard you advertise a while back ago this Aloe Pure for the digestive system. And I just went to one pharmacy.
Aloe Cure.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
A-L-L-O-C-U-R.
Let's see. No, I don't think it was spelled that way. Tell you what, you hold on for a second, and I'll do a little digging, and we'll get to it. I'll give you the exact way to find it. Meanwhile, Don in El Paso, listening to KTSM, you're up next. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I had a question. I'm 62 years old. I have a tingling that's been happening in my right shoulder and also up in the neck and to the right ear and the lower part of the ear. And it happens about 5 or 6 times a day. And I was wondering if that was something that was of much concern or what I needed to do about that.
Don, in a 62-year-old guy, you know, if you called me up and you were 20 years old, I would have a lot different concerns than if you're a 62-year-old guy. Because in a 62-year-old guy, a right shoulder discomfort of any sort can be due to a lot of different things. It can be due to trauma. You know, you mentioned the neck. Certainly a neck sprain, a whiplash injury can do this. Any fracture of the shoulder, the clavicle, can definitely do this. But more importantly, angina, inadequate blood flow to the heart. Circulation issues can cause this. So at your age, I don't know if you have any risk factors for heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, smoker, family history, obesity. I would definitely get yourself checked out. Make sure this is not a heart problem, but you just need a good evaluation. Usually these things are musculoskeletal, and you need a good detective to figure out whether it's from the shoulder, the neck, radiated discomforts. They can be foreign bodies. There can be infections that can do this. There are some rare metabolic issues. Pseudo-gout can do this. There is a long list. We just mentioned polymyalgia. That can do it. Fibromyalgia we just mentioned. That can do it. There's inflammatory illnesses that can do this. You know, just a long laundry list of possibilities. But in a 62-year-old male, don't ignore this because it could be your heart.
There you go. Take no chances. 888-553-7536. To answer Dave's question from Rome, New York, he's asking for AlloCure. A number for AlloCure is 855-TRY-AlloCure, which is 855-879-2563. This is a product that helps you, it prevents problems in the digestive tract, soothes upset stomachs, calms heartburn. We've talked about this before, Ken. It seemed to be a pretty good way for people to settle down their stomach. It's a natural, you can use it on the outside of your body or the inside of your body. That's what's so unusual about it. It's topical or it's internal, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So it's 855-879-2563, Dave. That's 855-TRY-ALOCURE, A-L-O-E-C-U-R-E. All right. So that's that story. We're going to help some more people with their calls at 888-553-7536 in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouthwatering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
A psychiatric advance directive is a legal document that enables people with a mental illness to make advance plans about their preferred care, preparing for a time when they may not be able to make these decisions themselves. President and CEO of Mental Health America, Dr. David Schern, explains.
We created the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive initiative to increase awareness and provide information on how consumers can put one together.
Despite the benefits of psychiatric advance directives, a survey across 5 U.S. cities revealed that fewer than 1 in 10 patients with a mental illness have one in place.
Our goal is to increase the use of psychiatric advance directives so that people with mental illness can articulate important decisions about their health care.
For more information about the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advanced Directive program, which is co-sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, visit MyPlanMyLife.com. This is Lynn Murray reporting.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm not reporting. I'm here to get Dr. Ken to report, if you will. The number one program, we've just been doing a little research here. One of the great things about programs like this today, they're available on great radio stations all over the country. We have hundreds of radio stations that carry this program every weekend. You can hear it around the world at DougSteffen.com. As a matter of fact, in the app Internet on Radio, we are number one at the moment. For
talk shows on Internet radio.
There you go. That's the app. Talk shows on Internet radio. Help yourself. It's 888-553-7536. All about the information and the help. Daniel is in Lewistown, Missouri. I think that's where you are. Daniel, is that right?
Yep.
What can we do for you, sir?
I just got a question. For the last couple of years, I've started noticing that when I'm laying down or if I'm sitting for a long period of time, when I get back up, my legs are completely, I mean, they're so numb, it's almost like I want to fall over.
Are they weak? Are they weak or numb?
It's like they go to sleep.
But do you have weakness, like, is it hard for you to stand up?
Yeah, and it hurts when I walk.
This can be due to a number of things. I don't know if you've had any infectious problems. Lyme's disease can do this. You can have an infection of the musculoskeletal area, osteomyelitis, an abscess in the area. I don't want to get you too concerned, but a cancer in the spine can do this. We've been talking about polymyalgia rheumatica this morning. That is also a possibility here. There are some muscle diseases that can do this. I don't know if you've had any trauma to the spinal cord. Have you had any injuries?
No.
Also, circulation issues can do this. I don't know if you've seen a doctor, but you need an examination. There's a long laundry list of reasons. Hopefully it's nothing too serious that can do this. And I don't know if you're on any drugs. Sometimes steroids can do this. There are some neurotoxic drugs that can cause this. But I would definitely do you have a good internist or family doctor?
That was my question. I mean, I went and got a physical, 6 months ago, and they took blood work and everything, and they said everything was fine.
But you need to go back and say, Doc, why do I have these symptoms? And if they look at you like deer in headlights, you have the wrong doctor. You need to go get somebody else. Don't settle when the doctor says, I don't know, or, you know, kind of gives you the two step. You know, in your gut, patients know in the gut when the doctor, you know, isn't giving you an answer that they understand. If you have that feeling in your gut that the doctor's not answering your question directly, you need to go get another opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense. 888-553-7536, the special toll-free call-in line for Dr. Ken. Again, a reminder about the Good Day Health newsletter for this week, the exercise focus, the activities, all this. It reduces the risk of heart disease. That's basically the thrust, reducing your risk for you developing heart disease. That's the thrust of the Good Day Health newsletter this week, right?
Absolutely.
Your expertise.
Reducing heart attack and stroke risk, what to do based on the latest information in the medical journals in the last 3 months.
All right, and here's how you get the Good Day Health newsletter delivered to your email box every Friday afternoon. Pretty simple stuff. All you do is you go into Dr. Ken or drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. You'll see Dr. Ken's picture. Click on that. It'll bring you to the newsletter, and also it'll open up a box for you to sign in with your email address. You do that, and automatically you'll get the health newsletter. We're not selling anything. This is a public service, a big help for a lot of people. I'd like to know more about Dr. Ken's way to find it out. Sign up with your email address. It's 51 after the hour, more around the corner on Good Day Weekend.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I love this. It's one of those great songs that you just want to sit back and listen to. However, we have work to do here in the final moments of
makes
this hour.
Young.
We have, yeah, isn't that cool stuff? Hey, listen to Dr. Ken be a disc jockey.
Eric Clapton.
That's it. 888-553-7536. Let's see if we can get Mindy in here, who's calling from Carthage, Illinois, with what could be a very interesting question. Mindy, thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. I, about a year and a half ago, was diagnosed with... they found out I had a low platelet issue, and so I've been through a gamut of having, you know, ultrasound of the spleen and various blood workups, and was going, you know, once a week and then once a month. And
welcome to the medical maze. Aren't you happy you're there?
Yes. I have finally just said, you know, I'm not going back. I feel fine. I have no problems with any of that. I guess my biggest thing is my last count was 42,000. It was found in a routine blood workup, you know, a year and a half ago. Is kind of what prompted us to even check into it.
Mindy, before you go on, let me explain to people what you're talking about, because it's a long mouthful. Idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, you know, easy for me to say. It's abbreviated ITP, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. It's actually a blood clotting disorder. It can lead to easy or excessive bruising and bleeding. It is the result of unusually low levels of platelets. Platelets are formed in the bone marrow. They're the part of the blood cells that are involved in clotting. And these cells just are not there adequately. And as you mentioned, usually there's about 150,000 to 400,000 of these in your blood count when you get your complete blood count, your CBC. And you just mentioned yours is about 40,000 currently. When your platelet count goes down below 20,000, that's a medical urgency, because you can bleed. Trust me, you can bleed.
The only thing that they have mentioned that might bring it up, or at least bring it up temporarily, is high doses of prednisone, like 12 weeks worth or so. What happens here
is the immune system, which is supposed to protect us from foreign body and germs, actually attacks the platelets because they're seen in the body as a foreign body. And this is the immune system going haywire. And then there's a coating by the immune system put on the platelets. And then our spleen, which is supposed to filter out a lot of the bad things in the blood, the spleen actually filters out these platelets that are coated by our own immune system, and our platelet counts go down very low, and actually we start to bleed. And the treatment, as you're mentioning, initially is the corticosteroids to tone down aggressively the immune system, and that has its own problems. The other things that's been used is intravenous immune globulin. Also, there are some things called thrombopoietin receptor agonists. These are some new drugs that have been tried. Promact is an example. Nplate is an example. These are some of the cutting edge possibilities that can be done. Sometimes the spleen has to be removed, and this requires surgery. Sometimes emergency treatment, although rare, if severe bleeding occurs, you need to get the platelets transfused and the counts up.
So what do you recommend on something like that? I mean,
you need to deal with a hematologist who's experienced here, because one size doesn't fit all. There's a lot of treatments here. The immunosuppressant drugs, there are experimental drugs, even treating H. pylori in some studies suggests it may be helpful. And so you need to be, I would find yourself the nearest, most experienced hematologist who knows how to deal with this and get yourself evaluated. You know, don't run from this because it can be an issue. You want to limit alcohol. You want to avoid platelet-impairing medications, things like Advil, Motrin, and aspirin. These will just make it worse. Low-impact physical activity should also be part of it, and also watch for signs of infection because you won't do as well as the average person. Mindy, get yourself a hematologist. Ask how much experience they have with this.
All right, Mindy. Does that help? Thank you very much to everyone for paying close attention to what's going on. Any ideas that you have, questions that you did not hear addressed, and you don't have time to call, send an email to drken@drkenshow.com or doug@dougstefan.com. 59 past the hour.